o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
You know, doing well. Busy morning, as always. It seems like our mornings before the show
get
crazy. And, but you know what? We always somehow end up landing here. And I keep looking at our statistics, and we keep getting more listeners. And so welcome aboard. We actually had, I think, last week, five live listeners and 70 or 80 archived listeners again. So it continues to grow a little bit in terms of people listening on demand. And then our live audience is growing a bit as well. And I, again, thank the Blog Talk Radio community. It seems like there's a built-in kind of promotional mechanism for that. And we are Realty Universal, and we're excited about being here. We do know where we're headed. We have a general idea, and then as either people call in or we start talking about issues, who knows where we end up. But typically the plan is, the first half of the show, we like to talk about real estate, and then the second half, we like to talk about really more, I guess you would call them spiritual things, spiritual matters, motivational matters, ways that you can be all you can be and give back and all of that stuff. So
kind of like this thing called life, right? That just keeps on going.
Thing called life keeps on going. You betcha.
Yeah, how we can support and motivate each other.
This first half hour, you've got another topic for us on the real estate side, and I'm anxious. I've got my legal pad ready. I'm going to take notes.
Well, you know what I wanted to just talk about a little bit? I mean, I know everybody's going into, there's so much going on with where to buy and what to do with your monies, et cetera. It turns out there's, I'm just going to go over about 10 hot spots that global home buyers are coming to, actually all in the U.S.
Really?
And some of the prices are just like, I mean, you want to say, let me buy 10 of them. I mean, some of the prices have come down so much that it's almost a no-brainer to do this, you know. And we're actually getting this information from Inman News. We always want to give credit where credit's due, and that's Inman News. Believe it or not, 6 of the 10 spots. Just let me pick your brain, Randy. If you had to pick a state that 6 of the 10 spots are in, 6 of the cities actually are in this state, which one would you think it would be? That, well, you can ask a couple hint questions, but let's.
Yeah, I'm wondering. These are hot spots, meaning best values.
Good question. Good question.
Is it best values? Is that what you mean by hot spots?
That's a great question, because a couple of the spots aren't the best value, but it seems like the majority of people are going to the best values.
Huh.
Does that make sense? So
yeah,
some of the hot spots, people are still spending a lot of money, but there more people are going to the best values.
It seems like Arizona and Nevada used to be in this category. I'm not sure if they still are.
You're really warm.
I can't understand. I can't even fathom that California would be. You know, people continue to move to California. I mean, they love it here because Mickey Mouse and Hollywood and, you know, San Francisco and all that. But is California one of them?
No. You know, California didn't make this top 10 list.
Yeah. So not Arizona or Nevada?
Well, right now the question was the one that made, I'm trying to find the one that made 6 of the top list. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, so there's one of
six. six of these places on the top ten are all in one state.
I am going to guess somewhere where the cost of living is lower, I would think.
Yeah.
Maybe Texas. There's some rural areas. Texas?
No.
Strike three. I'm struck out.
Okay. No, you're not up. But though, great guesses. So what I want to mention is Arizona and Vegas did make the list.
Okay.
But they're not in six. So those are great guesses. Great guesses. Gresses. Listen to me. I can't talk yet. I'm getting there. I'm starting to get back to coming back from the dead. Let's see. Florida.
Florida.
Florida actually has six places on the list.
Wow.
Just, it's amazing. And because, I mean, of course, you don't have to, the state taxes, you don't have to pay state taxes. And we have there's a lot of retirees that are in Florida. But it's really, of course you can buy from a lower end to a high end, but I was really surprised. The number one place in Florida for being that a lot of the global home buyers are going to is Lakeland, Florida, Winter Haven, Florida.
Huh.
And
Lakeland.
Yeah, that actually has a total population of 602,095 people, give or take a few.
Huh.
But the median sales price for existing single-family homes is only $99,722.
Wow.
Can you believe it? And condo prices are only like around 63. So these are averages. A lot of the people that are coming in, and this is when we say 10 hotspots, these are where people from around the world for global home buyers are coming in. Top three countries of origin for the foreign buyers are Canada, United Kingdom, China, and Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I know a lot of people, they said Vancouver, Canada. That's out of our country, though.
Yeah.
And L.A. and New York were getting a lot of people that were coming in from China once they started loosening up their travel restrictions. And,
huh.
$3 million on a property, $2, $3, $4, good amounts of money. But for right here in the U.S., on the global – the spots, I was surprised, 6 out of 10. So let's see. We're going to go down the list a little bit, but let's see. Let's try to guess. Okay, you were right on Phoenix and Las Vegas.
Hmm.
See if you can guess two other states. Now, it's not necessary based on price.
Oh.
It actually made the list.
Okay. Where people are going ahead and investing now. So
yeah, from other areas, from really a lot of people out of the country.
So
but I think this is good to. I mean, I think Florida is a great place to invest in the country.
Oh yeah. Now
if you're here,
if value is now not on the table, so you're talking about people.
Value could be on the table though.
Okay.
See, I'm doing this backwards, aren't I? Because at first I was saying really value, and then but I said a couple places on the list aren't necessarily the best value.
Okay.
But people are still going there.
I would guess that some of those people, China, people from China, and I mean wealthy people, who I know for a fact, I mean, Hawaii has an Asian population of folks that would Hawaii be one of the states?
Yeah, Honolulu made the list.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Our old stomping grounds.
Huh?
Oh, yeah,
of course, our stomping grounds. And the Honolulu made it. The median price range has gone down to $597,300. So that's a good thing for people to be able to buy more.
The median in Honolulu is
$597,000. That's the median. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, those are for single-family home. That's gone down, though. Not too much. I mean, we were at $650,700 medium. Yeah, and then, of course, condos and condominiums that have gone down more. So I think it's really neat when you look at this because I was thinking Florida seems to be having a lot more to offer. I wish they had little hills in Florida. I wish they could that it wasn't so flat. But
and no hurricanes.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying. Hurricanes, tornadoes. You know, Oahu got some little teeny tornadoes a few weeks ago, and also hail, which
Yikes.
Was amazing to me.
Yikes.
But
hail?
I know.
In Honolulu? That's wild.
Yeah, more on the Kailua side. I'm really surprised. I guess this, you know, tiltiness, things are changing everywhere. So,
global freezing.
Yeah, I mean, so Lakeland, Winter Haven, Florida is the first place on the list. That Lakeland is actually located between Tampa and Orlando. It had the highest percentage of homes purchased by buyers with a foreign mailing address between May 2011 and January 2012. Among 97 major metro areas at 9.2%, according to DataQuick.
Mm-hmm.
That is, by contrast, the rate at the national level during that period was only 1.1%. So a lot of people actually purchased there last year. I can see where people came from the UK and Canada. You know, as far as travel wise, sometimes people like to have a couple homes, right? And you just want to.
Yeah.
Traveling is much easier to go. Okay, so the second one is still Florida, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. And that's on the Gulf side of Florida. I kind of like the Gulf side.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you can spend $2 million, $1 million, $3 million. I mean, you can spend what you want, but I'm just saying these are just – it's just interesting because the median sales price in Cape Coral is $104,500. So, you know, I always wonder when the prices are so low, okay, how's the neighborhood? You know what I mean? Like, you wonder, like, how are the amenities and everything? And these amenities look great. So that's located south of Tampa on the Gulf Coast. Cape Coral, Fort Myers had the second largest share of homes sold to foreign buyers between May and 2012 at 8.5%. It's those buyers were coming from Canada, Germany, and UK.
Now, is South Carolina
not on the list?
No.
No. No.
Home prices there were way down, and you could get really good deals, and it was rural and really a lot of nice rural places to live. Somebody, I guess he was more of a developer, so he was probably trying to sell me on.
Well, you know, I think South Carolina is beautiful, but we're just looking at the top 10, like the global home buyers are coming in from other parts of the world.
Yeah,
And kind of jumping, really, when they're saying the whole percentage for the whole country is only 1% to 2%, and these areas had, you know, 9%, 8%. So we're just, yeah, I think locally there's still, I mean, if you're coming, there's many, many places to buy. But I thought it was interesting because, you know, when people come in from other areas, other countries, they're researching, they're, you know, listening to their friends, they're kind of seeing what the new next new places to put their money, right? And I thought it was interesting. You know, the tax, Florida, because of taxes, may be one of the reasons that many people are going there. The weather's great. You know, people may say it's very hot in the summer, but a lot of people I know that live in Florida have pools and air conditioning, you know, so there's ways around that. But interesting, so they have 618,000 population in Cape Coral. Anybody that wants to look this up, you can. It's on Inman News, I-N-M-A-N News, in March. You can also always send us a link and we can link you to it. But it's, let's see, number three in Florida is where good old Disney World. Is it Disney World or Disneyland? I always get that mixed up.
Oh, Orlando.
Yeah, Orlando.
Yeah. I like that. That's a great area.
Kissimmee, Sanford, Florida. Now, it says the median sales price is $135,000. Condos are around $71,000. I know somebody who just, they would vacation down there because the daughter lives down there, or they would just stay at this other condo, and the parents passed away, and apparently it just got sold for under $30,000 and fully furnished, and she couldn't believe it. So there are some deals. It didn't go on the market, and she thinks it was worth a lot more than that. So it's just amazing that there really are some deals out there. That was in Orlando. This is home of Walt Disney World.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love that area.
Yeah. It's kind of neat up there because it gets a little bit. It doesn't get as hot, I think, and then you have a little bit of the change. scenery seasons in the winter. That population, now this is surprising, the last two we looked at were just about, you know, give or take 600 and some thousand people. Mm. Orlando has a population of over 2,134,000 people.
Really? Just in the city? Or yeah.
That's pretty. How big is Orlando? That's I didn't realize it was that big, that it had that many people.
Wow.
So it's just kind of neat to look because where are people going, what's happening, you know.
Yeah, well, the hot spots, the best deals, and often, like you say, some people it's important to have let's face it, even people that, you know, don't need to watch their budget, if you will, they do, and they want deals too, right?
Exactly. So people that buy in for there in are from Canada, UK, Brazil, and other countries.
We got hooked on this show recently on Bravo, $1 Million Listing New York, and it follows three brokers around as they it's kind of a reality TV show, and it follows them around as they're making deals and selling these in New York City, Upper West Side, Upper East Side, whatever you're talking about, you know.
Manhattan is great, yeah.
Yeah, apartments. You're not selling homes.
Yeah.
You're selling apartments for $10 million.
Oh, sure.
And you're like, wow.
I mean, if you could pick up something under $1 million, it's a steal, and it's probably just a co-op, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Amazing what people cram into some of those spaces and then some of them, of course, with the amazing views of the harbor and the Statue of Liberty, and you're like, wow.
It's amazing. It's all about location, isn't it? But I think our lifestyles are changing now because so many people work from home and work globally, you know, where you used to see everybody want to have the, you know, huge places. A lot of people are downsizing and having multiple homes, and not just downsizing because of money, just downsizing because it's easier, you know? And you're seeing a lot more of that, and I think a lot of it has to do with the way we work now and the way we do things, and so the lifestyles are changing. And
absolutely.
You know, the new rich is there's a lot more opportunities to everyone now, and it's easier to be able to do these things. So the number four one is, again, believe it or not, Florida.
Wow.
And that's Sarasota, Florida. I want to look at Sarasota. I'm interested in Sarasota because I like the golf, just to do something there. Northport, Bradenton, Sarasota, Florida. Total population, 702,281, give or take. Existing sale price, single family, 150,000. And of course, you can buy from, you know, at all different price ranges, but 150,000, and the median for condominiums is 120. People coming in, a lot of people are coming in from Canada, UK, and Germany. Again, we're doing the top 10 list for global home buyers. And six of the spots are in Florida, USA.
So
all of these are in the US.
You're listening around the world to us. Listen up, take notes, because this is where the hot spots and most people are buying stuff in the United States.
You know, and this doesn't break the bank. I mean, I don't know if somebody's doing it as investment, if they can, what the rentals are, but it seems like it's, you know, you could just have it and keep it empty. I don't know. It just depends on the carrying cost. But the fifth place is Florida once again.
Wow.
And that is, I know a lot of people, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Pompano Beach. That is medium sales prices, $184,700. But, I mean, I know people live down there in their couple million-dollar homes easily. That's total population is over 5,564,000.
Really?
Yeah. Man. You see, for me, that area is too crowded for me. Miami is too crowded for me. I like to be – but everybody likes different areas. And that's that made it on the top five list, people coming in for out of global home buyers, coming in from Canada, Argentina, Venezuela, are the top three buying there from this top 10 list. It's, wow, that's...
That is really crazy that
And interesting, too, the breakdown, like you say, of what countries and where, say, for instance, the so do the preponderance of, say, Chinese, are they in Honolulu? Are they also on the mainland? Are they buying on the mainland?
I think you see Chinese people buying all over. And then I guess with them, when they from the group FOPSI that I belong to, there were some reports in that a lot of people were buying in Los Angeles, Manhattan, and Vancouver, you know, coming in the droves. Now, of course, in Hawaii, China, where you get Tokyo, well, different areas, you know, Japan. I mean, if you're going to get the Asian cultures, a lot of people, it's not as far to travel. So if people want to stay closer to where they're, if they're born in a certain area and they want to stay closer to family and relatives, I think you'll see that, you know. But no, I think, of course, in Honolulu, we have a large population in Honolulu from people coming from Asian countries. Just, I think it's all proximity and weather and what similar, you know, et cetera. But people all over. But I'm just reading what the stats say here, so, you know, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
All percentage, there's, in Miami, they're saying they're coming from Canada, 70%, Argentina, 2.9%, Venezuela, 2.3%, and other countries, 24%. Wow. You want to take a one-minute break and then come back and do the other from 6 to 10?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's take a break. Let me
okay.
Rustle up some commercials or some
material
here. Where are we?
We've got five more to go through. My gosh, time flies.
It does. It absolutely does. It absolutely does. Caught me off guard. I was actually writing notes. You've got me. Listen, I think of this each week as kind of a and I've known you for a long time. I'm still learning. Every time you're talking about this stuff, I'm absolutely learning. So, all right, here we go. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Realty Universal Radio, Randy Zachary, Natalie Mullenix, and we'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/life plan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A five-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. A weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. Two planning templates, a Word document, and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan in a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/life plan and sign up for my free email updates. I'll then immediately email you the download link to this amazing free resource. Don't wait. You can start the life plan adventure today. Experience the power of living your life on purpose.
Alrighty, we are back, and again, Realty Universal Radio, the name of this show, and we're glad you're joining us. The phone number, by the way, is 347-945-5428. That's worldwide, 347-945-5428. 5428. And as I said,
and worldwide, of course, you have your, do put your country codes in front if you're in another country. So we'll do it.
Oh, of course. You would know that as you being the world traveler and me not.
No, I've had people call me from Europe. I'm trying to call you, Tony, but it's not working. And I'm like, oh, God. Sometimes I just want to say, call the local operator and they'll walk you through it, you know, because sometimes it's.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back at the, talking about the 10 hot spots for global home buyers, which are all in the U.S. here. We went through, let's see, 6 out of the 10 are in Florida. We already went through Lakeland, Winter Haven, Florida as number 1, Cape Coral, Fort Myers, number 2, Orlando, Florida, number 3, Bradenton, Sarasota, Florida, number 4, Miami, number 5, and number 6, Randy, is one you mentioned before, Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow.
And I didn't realize that Phoenix, Arizona has a population of over 4,192,000.
What?
Whoa. I had no idea it was that populated.
Is anywhere else too hot?
Is that why? Because it's all stuck in a couple mountains over there? Like you put it in the valley a little bit so you get some air?
I don't know. First time I ever went to Arizona, man, and I got off. In the summertime, I got off the plane, and the rental cars were like half off. They were super cheap, and I'm like,
how many years ago was that?
I don't know, but I go, what's going on? She goes, this is off season. It was summer, but summer over there is off season because, you know, it's too hot to do anything. And it's a paradigm shift. You think of summer as usually being the big season for an area, but their stuff happens in the spring and the winter when people come there. And interesting. So I love Phoenix. I love Arizona. Man.
Well, this says the medium sales price is $118,800. So that's really come down a lot because I know with what we do with the network, I remember just a couple years ago being told it was around $200,000. Again, you could spend $5 million, but I'm just saying the medium.
Yeah.
So that's come down a lot. The condos and co-ops are running around $66,000 for the median sale price. Top 3 countries of origin for foreign buyers, because this is the 10 spots for global home buyers that we're talking about today. Mm. It's Canada, Australia, and Israel. Wow.
Really?
I didn't know. That's Canada, Australia, and Israel.
For Phoenix.
Yeah, for Phoenix, Arizona.
Israelis. Interesting.
Huh?
Israeli folks.
From Israel, Israel.
Jewish
that's
folks.
Neat.
Because you know that Florida, of course. Obviously a contingent of, of not necessarily people from Israel, but Jewish culture, right? Folks who are Jewish who have moved down from New York or whatnot, it seems like, are in Florida. There's always that big contingent. I just don't think of Phoenix as being.
No, they probably have. That's really great. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. 90% of the buyers coming in are from Canada. And then Australia, Israel, and other. But they've got, 90%. That's a huge number coming in from Canada. I guess it's very convenient if they want to have a second home or just kind of go back and forth.
And warmer.
And number 7 is Manhattan.
Really?
Yeah, and that's where. And this says the median sales price for the condominium co-ops is $740,000. I think it's a little higher than that, but maybe that's like a 400 square foot, tiny place. But don't hold me to those numbers. I'm just kidding, but I think it is a lot. It's very expensive if you want a sprawling flat. Total population there, 1,585,873.
In Manhattan.
And again, we're talking about the 10 hotspots for global home buyers, and I think they're still good for everybody here, too.
Yeah.
Top 3 countries of origin for the foreign buyers that come into Manhattan or did last year: Italy, Israel, China, Hong Kong. Wow.
Oh.
Now I know a lot of money came out of China though from the last couple of years, so that's pretty good.
Yeah. Quite a melting pot. New York continues to be a melting pot. Yeah.
Yeah. It has a walk score of 85, so it's really easy to get around and do. People just.
What's a walk score?
I don't know. I'm just looking at this. That's what I'm looking at. I'm saying walk score. It looks like they can get out and about. I mean, what else could it mean, huh?
Yeah, that's what that is. And I know, when I've been there before, I talked to some people who, work there and whatnot, and they were saying that, you absolutely try and find
a place to live within walking distance of where you work, ideally. And that's the ideal, because people want to just walk to work. And, you know, you can't take public transit, too. But
well, the beautiful thing in New York is everything you want is right there. I mean, within a block, you know, everything. Any type of food, any type of theater, you know, everything's usually right there in Manhattan with whatever you want. So that's pretty interesting, huh? I didn't think – I was surprised. So, Kate, number 8 on the list is Honolulu. Population says 953,207. We were at over a million, 1,000,001, so we've come down a little bit.
People
medium sales.
To Maui.
They're moving to Maui, huh?
I think they're moving to Maui, yeah.
I think so, too. Medium sales price, especially Randy and Monica. Medium sales price, $597,300. And that's people, top three countries of origin, Japan, Canada, China, and Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. And walk score is 63. I've got to figure out if that's what that means, walk score, because everybody, I guess it does mean to be able to walk and do your thing.
So that's number 9 on the list?
That's number 8.
Oh,
and number 9 takes us back again to Florida, which is Tampa. Tampa's on the Gulf, too. I like that. Clearwater, St. Petersburg, Tampa area. That population is 2,783,243. I had no idea it was that high. Medium sale price, $135,500. Top three countries of origin for foreign buyers, Canada, United Kingdom, or UK, and Israel. Walk score 48. So they, and they've got some beautiful waterfront homes here too, but which I'm sure aren't 135,000, but I'm sure there's plenty, and the beaches are right there. It says of the four counties that make up the Tampa area, Pinellas County had the highest concentration of buyers listing a non-U.S. home address, followed by Hillsborough County.
Mm.
And, really
makes me want to move to Florida.
I'm going to check out Sarasota, because I just think it's good, worth it to have a place on the Gulf. I just feel like it is.
Well, I thought we were going in on a place on Maui. What happened there?
Oh, we're
going
to look at Maui. But no, I want to look at, I've been wanting to look at Sarasota before this stuff happened with my brother. I just was thinking, because I just something else, because it's easy to commute, you know. You have an extra place. Now, the last place is one that you mentioned, too. And
Zona. Oh, no, Vegas, Nevada?
Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, this says, Las Vegas. Now, we have an office out there at Howard Hughes, and my mother lives in Las Vegas. Let's see, total population, 1,951,269. Now, see, that, to me, it seems crowded in Las Vegas. It just...
Yeah.
I mean, it does.
Yeah.
Medium sales price, $121,800. You know, they've gone down like 50-80% in the last 3-4 years. Mm. Condos, 55. It's unbelievable. Countries of origin for foreign buyers, Canada, Australia, and Israel. Walk score, 53. I didn't say the walk score on the first ones, did I? But they have gone down so much. It says most buy homes under 200,000 that typically rent between 1,200 and 1,600 a month. So, you know, with the going interest rates right now at 4%, you could definitely buy and rent it out and make a good rate of return on your money. You know, definitely things to think about.
If I wasn't in radio and I actually had some money, I would think about it.
Randy.
I can watch people like you do that.
No, you can do this. It's a matter of, you know, everything's all, I think everybody wants it, makes it simple these days, right?
Yeah.
To keep it as simple as possible. But those are unbelievable prices.
Wow.
So there we go. Oh, 73% Canada. I think that the U.S. dollar's gone, you know, on all these stats we're looking at, it seems like a lot of people are coming from Canada.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. So, there you have it. It's worth, this came from Inman News, I-N-M-A-N News, and I think it's worth checking it out. But Florida, 6 out of 10, I think I'd take a look at Florida. I haven't heard of any storms lately. And the neat thing about storms in Florida is we have such good radar, communications and weather forecasts that, you know, usually people – when they listen, they get out of town in time, right? I think when you hear a lot of people that have had troubles in the U.S. is when they refuse to leave, you know?
Yep.
But it's horrible, horrible tragedies have happened, especially in New Orleans. But I think Florida is definitely a place that I want to put on my list. So we're getting ready to go to the second half of the show, Randy, and I'll leave it up to you if we're taking a break or we're just running into it.
Okay. Well, let's take a break, and on the other side, we're going to talk a little bit about goal setting. For Christmas, I got a Kindle Fire from my wife, and I've been downloading books like crazy and finally getting around to reading one or two. And I got Dave Ramsey's Entre Leadership, and he's just, of course, a maniac about goal setting and going out and killing something and dragging it home every day. And, you know, I know that's something that you're obviously big on and can speak to. So let's take a break, and we will be back. Realty Universal Radio is on the air for another, 24 minutes or so. The phone number on the other side to call back is 347-945-5428, and we will be back.
Shoestring Ministry is committed to mindset, attitude, and behavior change by taking the focus off of me and putting it on Christ. All right, Dr. V, this week we're talking about fresh starts.
How many of you just need a do-over sometime? You know, to take back a negative word, a failed relationship, or a life regret?
All of those.
The God we serve is about fresh starts, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 reads, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. Mm. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning."
Whoa!
Man. Just like the newness of dawn, God's daily mercies give us a chance for a do-over.
You know, Brennan Manning talked about he loves us just as we are and not as we should be, because we'll never be as we should be.
That's right.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters, because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcoming. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Yeah, buddy. Absolutely. Courage is what it takes to really accomplish anything. Confidence, courage, all of the above. And Realty Universal, the show, something just happened on my I got distracted. We're too connected these days, but let me finish. Realty Universal is the program you're listening to. Our phone number, 347-945-5428. Randy Zachary, my name, Natalie Mullenix, the president and the CEO, founder. Are you officially the CEO? I'm not sure. You're the founder.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay. Realty Universal, which, again, realtyuniversal.com is the website. And, again, there is so much on that website. And, you know, you'll get a feel for, again, the brokerage Realty Universal is, but also, you know, in terms of the membership. In fact, just before we dive in, Natalie, would you mind just kind of giving somebody an overview if they're listening right now, and maybe they are an agent or a broker?
I think right now, because I don't want to take up the second half of what you're doing, I think it's so interesting. But right now, somebody, they're an agent broker, they could go to our website, realtyuniversal.com, and they can become a member right through the site, or they can just request more information. That's probably the best way to do it right now. We have a lot that we're adding, and we've got a lot of tools to make your life a lot easier. And we've been doing this a long time, so there's no sense in reinventing the wheel. So I think it's worth it to check us out.
All right, realtyuniversal.com. And, by the way, I'm doing the show from my home, and I think the connection's way better than outside of Starbucks.
I think this is a very, very good connection, yeah.
Yeah, the delay's
are you still using Skype?
I am on Skype.
Oh, okay, it's very clear.
Yeah, I've got a better connection at home, and the delay is not so bad. I know, you know, when I listen to some of these shows on the Blog Talk, when hosts are in different places and there's a delay, there's a tendency, I've noticed on other shows as well as ours, to maybe talk over each other, but it feels like it's more real time here, so that feels good. Well, let's go. Let's dive in on this. The second half of our show, we typically like to talk about, you know, we use the term self-help or, you know, spiritual stuff, motivational stuff, but things that will help you accomplish what you want to accomplish in your life. And I'm a big Dave Ramsey fan. I was introduced to Dave Ramsey when we managed a radio station. And when he first started doing radio, which was now a long time ago, he, you know, their company approached us about putting him on, and we listened, and I put the show on for like 2 hours a day, and I'd listen, and for a while I got real excited, and then I kind of tuned it out, and then I realized, man, what he's saying is true. Getting out of debt is the fastest way to build wealth, because, you know, credit cards and all those interest rates just chew up your money, and you know, the best way is to get out of debt. So I listened, and we finally, my wife and I, did it. We said, you know what, he's right. And we got, as he calls it, gazelle intense. And you know, we paid off $27,000 in a couple years and just got out of debt, except our mortgage. And so I've over the years been a big Dave Ramsey fan. And his book, Entre Leadership, many of you, if you're listening right now, you're probably listening because of some of the key words, the tag words, that are in our show, which is real estate investment, maybe giving back, and you know, motivational things. And so you may be familiar with Dave Ramsey, but this is...
Yeah, and you worked with him for a while, huh? That's amazing. That's really great.
Yeah, we had him on our radio show. And anyway, Entre Leadership is a great book, and I highly, highly recommend it. And he talks about goal setting, and he talks about goals... are really visions and dreams with work clothes on. You know, it's like where we leave the theoretical and go to the practical. And, you know, he says so many people, talk about stuff and dream, and this is my dream, this is my vision. But until you break down visions and dreams into goals and start setting goals and write them down, you know, you're not going to really get anywhere. You're just going to kind of keep having the dreams and the visions. And he quotes J.C. Penney once said, "Give me a stock clerk with a goal, and I will give you a man who will make history. Give me a man without a goal, and I will give you a stock clerk." And that's it. Bingo. And that's
absolutely. And then remember, the shortest pencil is better than the longest memory. So when it's written down, they've tested it and shown it over years, where they'll go and get high school students and see who has the goals. And 9 times out of 10, the ones that had written it down are the ones that actually accomplished those goals 20 years later.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm big at that. You know, I've got a big felt tip, and as my eyes get, you know, worse, my vision, I can use bigger Sharpie markers when I write my stuff, you know, my notes to myself, so I can see them better. But he talks about, really, Zig Ziglar talks about the wheel of life, and Dave Ramsey kind of quotes Zig Ziglar saying that the wheel kind of has spokes, and they represent each area of our life. And really, for our lives to be successful as a whole, we need to address each area. And he talks about the spokes of goal setting, and he says there really are 7 of them. And the spokes of goal setting are career, financial, spiritual, physical, intellectual, family, and social. Those 7 spokes of goal setting, where we want to be, we want to get better at each. Now, you when you think about those, and maybe you jotted those down, you know, career, there might be 1 or 2 of those that you really excel at without even thinking. That's like your thing. You know, it might be financial, like Dave Ramsey, where he can make money, you know, just that's what he's done. He's gone broke before in his life and, you know, created millions again. It's just what he does. But he said for him, the social is really hard. And I agree with him on that. For me, I the chit-chat, you know, hanging out, going to dinner with a couple or a small gathering, a party, I just really, unless I'm in the zone and work at rising above it and connecting, I'm with Dave Ramsey. I struggle with the chit-chat and the socializing thing. And I know he does, but he decided to make that to be better at that, and that spoke of his life in terms of a goal. So what he did is he said, you know what, talked to his wife, and he said, you know what, I'm not really good at the social thing, so let's plan one dinner with another couple once a month for a whole year, and I will, you know, I will psych myself up. I will practice and get ready and work at being better at connecting and interacting with people one-on-one. And he did it, and he got better at it. And so anyway, he talks about goal setting, and I love
it. That's great, because you have to start doing it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and pick on your, you know, the thing that is the weakness. And he talks about goals that work have five components, really. Okay, so you go, okay, I get it. Randy, Natalie, Dave Ramsey saying I need to write down the goals. And maybe you've done that before and it hasn't worked or whatnot, but you're going to do it again. He talks about five components of a goal so that they work. And the five components are, number one, that they must be specific. And they must be measurable. And, like, for instance, Natalie, in your business, right, you want to say, I want to make, $1 million these days is just a couple of transactions, right? So what's a goal for you when you were in your groove in the real estate
business? I mean, when I'm training an agent and everything, of course you want to go down to, they need to see what they want to make, and then they see how many sales or how many transactions that would take and how many sides listing selling, and then then they chunk it down. You chunk it down into the year and the months and then the weeks, and then they have a goal and they know their weekly and monthly goals, what they're shooting for. So that's kind of but it really depends on what they want to make and then what areas they're in, average market value is, et cetera. So, yeah, but you're right. You have to write it down. It's got to be consistent. It does have to be measurable. And there's got to be follow-through.
Yes.
That's absolutely the biggest thing in getting these goals done is follow-through.
Yeah. Well, here's another quote. I'm a big quote person. I could cruise all those inspirational quote websites all day. But Jim Rohn, who's another motivational speaker.
I think he passed away, didn't he?
Yes, I think he did.
Okay, and I keep still getting his email newsletters. That's kind of eerie, but go ahead.
Wow, yeah.
I know. I don't. I think they have it running still, but go ahead.
That's the automatic. That's the ultimate auto response.
I know. That's like it really runs after you're gone. Huh? Okay.
But he said something that's true, because I'm guilty. I'm an idea guy, and that's cool. But idea guys are also could be called dreamers. I mean, I'm a dreamer. I do have big ideas. But I do have files full of, you know, big ideas never having taken action on. And Jim Rohn said this. He said, discipline, and this is to your point of taking action, discipline is the bridge between thought and accomplishment. You know, it's discipline.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I have this big idea. I have this great thought. But in order for that thing to be accomplished, there's got to be discipline. It's the bridge between thought and accomplishment, between inspiration and achievement. So we all get ideas, we all get thoughts, we all get inspired. But to your point of it's got to then, you know, action has to happen. There has to be discipline involved. And I'm absolutely somebody who struggles with discipline. And I think that comes with the character, you know, in some ways, my personality and my temperament.
I'm a big fan. I mean, after being so much older now in the industry, well, 26, almost 20, going on 27 years in the industry, and just in goals and life and looking at life and experience, you know, I'm really a big one on seeing what you're about, doing assessment testing.
Yeah.
And seeing what makes you tick. I mean, most of us know, but sometimes we don't know completely. So I'm a big one about doing that and then tie the goals in and try to say, what do you want to do? Have your bucket list, have your goal list, have your personal. And then I think because you know, what one of us may want to just love to do, somebody else may say, forget it, I don't want to do that. I mean, I have friends that are in the speaking industry that work round the clock, and it's like, well, wait a minute, when are you taking time out to go enjoy yourself? And some aren't. And I wouldn't want to do that, right? You know what I mean? But then there's other people that absolutely are in heaven doing it 24/7. So I think it really does make a difference on your, you know, there could be somebody that's getting bugged by their family to do this, do this, do this, and they really hate it and they don't want to do it, but they're just not comfortable telling the person, I hate it, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where the assessment testing comes in. And then you can make a plan and you start. And it's just amazing how your goals, things happen once you're, you know, you put it in action. But yeah, without, you know, we can dream about it all we want, but until we write it down and we start making steps, you know, God gives us, I think, the gifts and the talents, but then he says, now get busy, you know, go make it happen, right?
Yeah, as Dave Ramsey says, go kill something and drag it home. You know, it's enough talking, go do it. And
I mean,
and
you can do like they talk about the, you know, what's that book called? What's that one they were talking about? The Secret, you know,
yeah.
and everything. Yes, you have to visualize, and yes, you have to plan, but then you also have to take the steps, you know. And
yeah.
Pretty awesome, though. But you know, the other thing I think is really important to mention, I just want to throw it out there, and I didn't mean to cut you off, never think it's too late. Like, if you had goals of something you wanted to do 20 years ago, and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm too old to do it now, I can't do it. No, if you really, really wanted to do it, don't think it's too late. Maybe, you know, I always wanted to do acting since I was a little girl. I thought that's all I would do was since I was five. But I could actually go and maybe get into a small play or go do a commercial or do something, you know, with what I'm doing in my life now. I don't have that desire to do full-on acting like I did when I was a kid. I still like the speaking, the trainings. I do like the stage in a different, you know, more of the motivational environment.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I still couldn't go and enroll in a play or do a skit or just get into, you know, who knows, right? Who knows? Because nothing is, it doesn't mean that it's over, it's over. It's not over. And there's some people, I mean, I've seen people that wanted to become a doctor and they were in their 40s and then decided to go to med school, which is a long haul. But, you know, we should never say, I can't do it now, you know? There's also different versions of it. Like you just mentioned, Dave Ramsey saying he's with the social skills. He committed to one time a month, right, to go with a couple.
Yeah.
So see, he did a little bit of it, and that's kind of what's neat too. That we need to do what makes our heart sing.
Yeah, absolutely, I love what you said about the assessment piece because that's true. I mean, to know ourselves. That way, we're aware then of our shortcomings, and you know, an example. And you talked about acting, or you know, if there's something that was a love of yours, you know, you can still do something. I think of people who this one guy was talking about. He loved basketball, but he was, you know, as an adult, you know, he's 5'7" and not going to play in the NBA. But he became a referee, you know, and so you know,
that's
there he
great.
Is involved with basketball. He's still out there. He's enjoying basketball and. But he's doing it as, you know, as a referee. And figure out a way to do what you love. Figure out a way.
Exactly.
Might not be the star, but you, like you said, do.
But the thing is, you don't even have to go into it thinking you might not be the star. Because I think, to me, you are the star if you're doing what you wanted to be doing. You see what I mean? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think, to me, I don't think. Because too many other people give their opinions and give this and this and this, and then we'll never do anything. It just kind of stunts us. So I think we have to really being comfortable within ourselves is truly, truly to not give a you-know-what about what anyone else thinks. And no, it really is, and I think that is something that happens to us with age, right? I mean, with age, we start to really go, wait a minute now. But I mean, I think that, you know, so who knows? You know, that person could come out and end up being the star, being the best at the best. So I would never, you know, I just don't, I don't know. It's kind of like, how do we judge who's going to, and it starts at the first step anyhow. It's very hard to be at the top of your game without practice, right?
Mm.
So,
yeah.
But I think it's all so great. And
I love the story of Robin Williams, to your point earlier, of, you know, doing it because it's your dream, because it's your thing, not somebody else's typically. And that's where parents, you know, we've all done it to our kids. You know, if we love baseball, we push him into sports, so we do this, so we do that. And I remember the story about Robin Williams that, you know, he got out of high school and his dad was a welder and his dad enrolled him in welding school. Robin Williams, you know, the comedian, and, you know, and he went to welding school and he just hated it.
Oh, he did? I didn't know that.
He remembers the day that he decided, you know what, I'm going to be a comedian. I'm funny and this is what I love doing. And he said he remembers the day he went home and told his dad, I'm not going to be a welder, Dad. I'm going to be a comedian. And his dad thought he was crazy, going to throw his life away. And, of course, he becomes the gift to all of us that,
Wow.
Evan Williams. So
I had no idea he was going to be a welder. That's a, and he's funny. That's fantastic.
Follow your dream. What is it in you that makes you alive? You know, what is your bliss? What is that thing that comes easiest? And is your gift to the world? What is
right,
your...
because and we don't know how much time we have here, so we need to do what we need to really do what we love, and you know, and the money does come if you do what you love. I mean, I don't mean to say that haphazardly. I mean, you have to make money and you have to pay your bills, but there's ways to do it, and you can even do things as hobbies. You know, it's really I love that. It's really
vocation. It's going to be your hobby, and I know a lot of my friends at my age, you know, that early on have had the music dream and were in bands and trying to get the record deal and blah, blah, blah. And now they're 50, you know, 55, 60. They're still in bands and they go out and do weekend stuff and just play at coffee houses because they love music. And, you know.
That's great.
And they may be a telephone repairman or maybe something else for a living. But, you know, they do the music and that's it.
That's perfect. I think it's wonderful.
Doing it. Loving it. Hey, we want to just remind folks again that you can follow us on Twitter at Realty Universal. There's a Realty Universal Radio Facebook page, so you go to facebook.com and just type in Realty Universal Radio. Of course, our website is realtyuniversal.com, and whether you're an agent, broker, you know, just somebody that's maybe looking to list or to sell or to buy or whatever you're looking to do regarding real estate, Realty Universal is a .com is an amazing website. There is so much there, and be listening, be looking for more from Natalie on the on the motivational side. We've talked about it before, and you know we're talking about doing some video and expanding into TV and doing some conferences and those kinds of things. So we're excited about that, and be watching at realtyuniversal.com. You can also, of course, follow us on Twitter. That's probably the quickest way. You actually are tweeting a little bit, or should I be honest and say I'm tweeting for us right now on Twitter?
Oh, I haven't looked at it yet. I'm sorry. I have to be honest. Did you think I was on there? I'm sorry. I need to do it. I'm sorry. I've been, okay.
It's your picture, and yet it's your picture on our Twitter page, and yet I'm tweeting it. I always wonder if I'm going to have like guys trying to hit on me. You know,
I don't think so. And we have to I don't think you have to worry about that. But I will make a note. I will make a note to get on Twitter. I'm sorry. I've been bad about that.
No, you.
So
we've got about a minute or so.
Okay.
Anything else you want to add before we say goodbye today?
Well, I just think that I hope everybody's in a good place, and I hope you have a good rest of your week. And it's interesting to get in and dig in and make your dreams come true. Mm. And on the real estate side, there's just so many deals out there, and the rates are so low. And as we mentioned before, if your credit isn't up to par, it doesn't mean you can't do something. So never, never, never say never without investigating. Mm. And on Randy's second half of the show, I think it was wonderful with goal setting and really digging in and being who you want to be. And it starts with that baby step. So you can take action now. You could take a part-time class. You can take classes on the internet. There's no reason now with the internet that you can't fit these other hobbies or things into your schedule or learn about them, you know, because it all starts. We're not supposed to be experts at something that we don't know. So, and it's kind of challenging and interesting to try something new. It expands our brains. And I guess that's just wrapping up what we talked about today. And my last thing is I just want to say I wish you peace. And Randy, you take it off. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to realtyuniversal.com. Make it a great day.
Hey,
can anyone hear us?
Nope.
You know, Randy, I sounded so stupid. I said...